Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Director, for the introductory words. I'll limit the intervention to the document, the non-paper that was shared. Just a couple of comments. On the context, it will be important when the final document is drafted for our consideration in January that if the document is to describe the different sources of finance for SDGs, it will be important to identify the right balance there in line with the agreed multilateral documents. We know that simple look at the figures that are presented confirm that ODA is vastly insufficient for financing SDGs or climate needs, and we need to also look into the domestic resource mobilization as well as the FDI, etc. I mean, you know the whole list. As for the presented options, it would be our assessment that the first one gives a bit of a better representation of the work of the sub-program. Indeed, debt transparency is something that is crucial for all stakeholders, be it private or public sector, so all the capabilities and risks are well understood. So we would very much support this, and it will be important that this assessment by the independent evaluator ensures quantifiable measurement, so that it's not just like what we discussed in the sub-program 2 evaluation, that it's not just interviews and anecdotal evidence. As for option 2, we don't really see this as being within the comparative advantage of UNCTAD. I mean, given that the Secretariat is not involved directly in the climate finance negotiations, and also given the performance measure, which is not very measurable in a way, wouldn't really be representative of the rich work that you do in the sub-program. So we'll be clearly in favor of the first option of the two offered. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union.